For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. Well, it's springtime, March 21st in Iraq, and I'm standing outside in Iraq with my friends Rafid, the general manager of IRTN, and Samir, the television station manager at IRTN. And I wanted to ask them four questions that, oh, I guess I've been meaning to ask, and I wanted to hear their answers and hear what they have to say. Rafid, Samir, how did you feel when 9/11 happened in the United States? What were your thoughts? What are your reactions to that?
I am very sad because many people were killed. The Al-Qaeda is very bad. He killed the people, any people, Muslim, Christian, Jew, without any reason. So I am very sad.
Actually, the event which happened before in America was very bad. And wrong too, because just innocent people died, and what Al-Qaeda got, I think got nothing, just killed innocent people who did nothing, local people, citizens. What they did for Al-Qaeda to deserve die.
When we came into Iraq, President Bush in America and Prime Minister Tony Blair in the United Kingdom, they kind of led the movement. We thought there were weapons of mass destruction. Are you glad, ultimately, that those two leaders came here to liberate you from Saddam?
Yes, because, you know, if America and the British not help the people in Iraq, Saddam still killed the people in Iraq. And still, I think Uday or Qusay be go king of Iraq. If Saddam is still in Iraq. So I am very happy.
Actually, we were very glad that the British forces and American forces came here in Iraq to get rid of the bad regime before, because we got very tired from his routine, from his bad system before. We were wishing them, we were willing them to come here and help us. And we are grateful for anyone who fights for freedom.
Rafid, you mentioned Saddam's son, Uday and Qusay. Do you think, had they come to power, things would have been worse here in Iraq?
It's very bad and dangerous. And I think if that come, maybe people will kill.
My answer for this question, I think the sons represent their father. And you know the father.
There's a great debate in the United States and in Britain about pulling the troops out of Iraq and bringing them back to America and back to Britain. How do you feel about the American troops on your soil?
I think I want to U.S. Army and the British stay in Iraq to make Iraq safety and good life to people in Iraq. Because if the U.S. Army and the British and another army in Iraq leave, I think the life in Iraq is very dangerous and bad, and more problem make to my country.
I think we need the British and the American forces in Iraq more than before, because it is the real time now, the real time in Iraq to help our people. Our people help coalition forces, and coalition forces help our people to secure them, to get rid of the conflict which is started already in Iraq. So it is the time, it is the real time to help Iraqis.
Americans and British have paid a high price for freedom here in Iraq. I know in the United States more than 3,200 of our young men and women have died on Iraqi soil. If there are mothers and fathers of those sons and daughters that are listening, what would you tell them?
I am sorry about that. I am so sorry. And I need to tell him, thank you. I am sorry and thank you very much.
I say I'm sorry and I am sad. And actually, they did great in Iraq. They helped too much in Iraq.
With Rafid and Samir of the Independent Radio and Television Network, standing up here in Diyala Province, in a very bad part of Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops with the Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq.